From the Supreme Court to the front lines of liberty, America's sheriffs are our last line of defense. Tonight, Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional Sheriffs, and the Fight for Freedom, right here on The Last Christian.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton there, all the way from New York City. And David, we are very honored to have a very special guest join us on the show today. And I guess I'll just go ahead and bring him in. Is that okay, David?
Yeah. I actually want to bring him up here to New York. I mean, it's chaos and mayhem going on up here right now. Maybe he can help me set it straight.
Yeah, we're a little bit better off down here in Texas, but we would welcome Sheriff Richard Mack anytime. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's a real honor, a true honor to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I deem it an absolute honor and privilege to be with you. I really like you, Last Christian, and I have to get right involved with the for President Trump and his cabinet and the United States Congress. If we're the last Christian and we're all Christian, then why is the federal government still to this day forcing us as Christians to pay for the abortions of Planned Parenthood and anybody else? Why are we being forced to pay for that? Why are we still funding an NGO, a non-government organization, a private club? Why are we being forced to fund them when they provide no government whatsoever? In fact, quite to the contrary. So, to-do list, and I like President Trump, but times are the greatest leaders need a little kick in the butt. And I've been asking this for the last year, ever since he was close. I was asking, what is this new administration going about Planned Parenthood? I'm not telling them they have to get rid of abortion. I'm telling them they have to make abortion illegal. What I'm asking is, why are the American taxpayers forced to pay to Planned Parenthood, a private organization? I have a constitutional sheriffs and peace officers association. Why doesn't the government fund it up? Yeah. And you want to know why? Because it's illegal and it's criminal. And these crooked politicians in Washington, D.C., doing this for over a decade, funding Planned Parenthood with their dollars. And then guess what? Planned Parenthood does? They take those taxpayer dollars and funnel it back to the politicians who support abortion.
Yeah. Now my understanding was they were going to defund them. Isn't that the case?
I thought that was coming too. But hey,
Mike Johnson mentioned President Trump.
Before we get into anything else, I think this is important. I want to get this in there. I know I'm sorry to bother you there, Sheriff, but it's important that people understand just who you are. Okay. I want people to understand who you are. Richard Mack is the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He served in law enforcement for 20 years. He served as a patrol officer, a corporal, a sergeant, undercover agent, a school resource officer, and I've got two grandkids that are in school right now, and so I understand what those people do. Thank you for the service in that, for sure. Also, he served as a detective and specialized in crimes against children. In 1988, he was elected to the office of sheriff in his hometown and served as such for 8 years. In 1991, he graduated from the FBI Academy. And there's no more information on that. That's like super secret there.
Maybe there shouldn't be
going on there. Yeah. Anyway, during his tenure as sheriff, he became the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government, taking it all the way to the United States Supreme Court and winning a landmark case against government overreach during the Clinton administration. Now, that's the Mack Prinz versus the United States case, and it's been hailed as the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the United States history. Sheriff Mack was named the NRA Law Officer of the Year. He was inducted into the NRA Hall of Fame, received the Cicero Award, the Samuel Adams Leadership Award, received the Gun Owners of America Defenders of the Second Amendment Award, and the Elected Official of the Year by the Arizona-New Mexico Coalition of Counties. Sheriff Mack is the founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. This organization is dedicated to the restoration of individual liberty and the protection of civil rights. He has provided hundreds of training seminars to sheriffs, police, and public officials in all 50 of the United States and in several other counties across the world. He's also appeared on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, Newsmax, the New York Times, LA Times. My goodness, why are you dealing with all these? Anyway, New York Times, LA Times, USA Today, and over 1,000 radio networks worldwide. Of course, the premier one being right here, right now. Anyway, he is married for 50 years to his wife, Dawn, and they have 5 children, so do I, and 15 grandchildren. You got a 5 lead on me. Okay, Sheriff Mack, again, it is a true honor to have you on. You are a very well-credentialed individual there, and you know what you're doing. But let me ask, I'm going to do one more thing before we get into this, because this is a very important part of our program every time. And that is, David, would you pray us into this episode of this edition of Last Christian?
Absolutely. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that just like our show says, the last Christian, we're looking for that last Christian to accept you before your return. In the meantime, you called us to work and to keep the house, basically. So here we are, Father. We ask for wisdom and insight to come forth now. We ask for shining your light into the darkness so we can be the restrainer of the evil that's in the world. And we thank you for our wonderful guest, Dr. Sheriff Mack, that he will enlighten us to some of the things that are going on. So, Sheriff Mack, we welcome you to the show, and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And Sheriff, before I'm going to let you comment again, here we go. I'm going to show this to you because we talked about it right before the show started. This is that information about the case that the sheriff won, the Supreme Court case of state sovereignty. And Sheriff, I'll put you back here, and I'm even going to put you, sir, full screen here for just a minute as well, to where people can see you, number one, and number two, go ahead and show them that pamphlet and let them know a little bit about it.
Okay. This is a highlighted version of my Supreme Court case. And that is an absolute miracle. We all know where those come from. Mm-hmm. Miracles don't come from Sheriff Mack. They don't come from my wife. And they don't come from the barber down on Main Street. This was ordained of God. It was not my idea to do this. I was called to do this. And the only thing that I will take credit for is I answered. But this amazing process, there was just one miracle after another. And even including marrying my wife back 50 years ago.
Amen.
Because she and her family had a lot with me following the Constitution. Her brother and her father taught me the Constitution constantly. And it was her mother's idea that I move. I was a cop in Utah for 12 years. And she called, you've got to move home and run for sheriff. Mm-hmm. We got a constitutional sheriff. And if you don't get home, we're going to have some corrupt officials running the sheriff's office.
Oh.
And both my wife and I told her she was crazy, told her to leave me alone, and we're not coming home. Neither one of us wanted to. And then my wife and I had epiphany, and we had an epiphany at the same time. And we knew we were supposed to run for sheriff. And then another epiphany occurred that we were supposed to sue the federal government over the Brady Bill. Forced sheriffs to threat of arrest and fines if we comply with constitution known as the Brady Bill. And yes, there were 5 Brady Bills. And if they had been all passed, we short 100% the Second Amendment of the United States. So a handful of sheriffs me in this lawsuit, and I thank God for that. That was another. And like you said, it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. and we won. Amen. And this is a copy. And every American should have this in their home, in their pocket, in their car, passing these out every local in your community.
And where can they get it?
Especially your governor gets it, and your sheriff and your county commissioners and your city council and mayor.
Where can they get it, Sheriff? Where can they get a copy of it?
Right at CSPOA.org.
Okay. Okay.
Now, it shows a picture. I don't think we've taken care of this yet, but it shows the picture kind of my hand. It shows on the website my hand holding this book.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you can pull it up, that'd be great. But regardless,
I don't have that particular one. Yeah, I don't have that particular
that's
one.
All right.
I do have
maybe
this one.
Maybe we got it better now.
Yeah,
that's
have
it.
This one. Mm-hmm.
So it has all the state flags on the front and back.
Yeah.
And folks, the book by itself costs shipping more than the book. So you want to order 10, 12, 50 and make sure now. But first, read this miracle for yourself. See what the United States Supreme Court had and said. This is one miracle. Scalia wrote the decision for the majority, and he quotes the Founding Fathers. He quotes the Federalist Papers. He quotes the Constitution. I'm pretty sure he quotes the Declaration of Independence. And he gives us a very thorough history of this was unconstitutional.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Sheriff, I get to get some points here from your wife. And if your life is anything like mine, I listen to my wife very carefully, mm-hmm. and I say yes, ma'am, a lot. Okay. So, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put up what she sent me, basically. And now, look, we're not sticking to this. Okay, this is where we deviate. You know, as men, we deviate from things. But I'm going to let you kind of pick and choose what we go with here. Okay, but I do know that we want to talk about deportation for sure. That's a big issue in front of the country right now.
Of course.
And so, how can sheriffs play a peaceful role and a decisive role in this deportation effort? Then there's the contrast between federal overreach and local authority. And then speaking about the border crisis, how crime surges, local law enforcement is often ignored by Washington. That's been taken care of a little bit, but I know it hadn't gone far enough. I know that for sure. And then, of course, the prophetic insight here that David and I will focus on is the fact that, just as globalism seeks to erase borders, you look at Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, Revelation 13, God established nations and boundaries. And you can look at Acts 17:26 for that. So anyway, I'm going to let you pick up on whatever you want to there, Sheriff, but especially, we'll start with deportation, and then you go on from there, however you want to go.
Well, we have said ever since Tom Homan was assigned to ICE, and I know Tom. I've met I can call him on, and indeed we have exchanged texts and communications. We would push every sheriff in America to break with deportation. Why? Because the Democrats and the Biden administration opened the floodgates and allowed international terrorists into our country. No question. I've been to training to where that number is over 100,000 international terrorists have in America. Even some of them have been elected to new state and local, and a few even federal politicians in the federal government or in the United States Congress. There. And they have invited in and even facilitated and brought them in by plane and bus cartels, human traffickers, and drug dealers. And those have all infiltrated America outly. And now we pick up the pieces and try to get these people out of our country because this is still a huge threat to American people.
Right.
It's a shame that the Democrats are still supporting this criminal element inside our country.
Mm-hmm.
This is how these people are.
Yeah.
And this is how treason these people are. Because tens, at the very 10 million illegal peoples of the country. We don't know how many we are part of the cartels and international terrorists, but we know that tens of thousands are here from the cartels, international terrorists. The terrorists and cartels are working together now, and they work together to bring them in. And now they've established sleeper cells inside our country. And folks, think about this. Why are they here?
Yeah,
they didn't come to play tiddlywinks. They didn't come to pick strawberries in California. They came for a reason, and it was more than any of that. Training also on that, and now on that, is that these people are going to attack the American grid system, our electrical power sources, and water supply. So, folks, you better be prepared.
Yeah. David, and, do you have any comment on this so far? Because I hadn't even let you open your mouth, really. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right. We have a guest, and he knows what he's talking about. That's unusual. What a beautiful thing. So, we're in a somewhat of a prepper community. Not full-on prepper, because we know the Lord's returning. So we're not going to be here after an apocalypse kind of a view, but things happen. And one of them can be, the power grid goes down for a number of reasons. Could be the solar flares, but it's more likely it's going to be one of these groups, because, China's buying up all the land next to our military bases. And then Islam is trying to infiltrate, and Islam is evil, folks. Don't tell me it's a religion of peace.
They have infiltrated.
So they're looking to take over, and because we've been weak and lily-livered sep suckers, that's what happens to the country. But I think we're about to step up and take over if the Lord doesn't return very soon.
I like the liberal lippy, whatever you said there. That was good. go ahead, Sheriff. I'm sorry.
Well, they're here. Pray that you're correct. And we also work with a company. One of our corporate sponsors is Nana Foods. Folks, if you don't have an independent supply of food in your home, your community, if you're sharing the preparations, then go to our website and order Nana Foods. But you need to make sure that you have a good source of water. I'll tell you what. I don't trust swimming pools to be that source. I believe that they're contaminated. So both my son and my daughter live here close to me in the Phoenix area, Gilbert, Arizona. Both of them have swimming pools. I think they would last too long if the attacks come like that. Also, David, while you what you were mentioning, This is powerful, very powerful. But, okay, look at the grid systems across the country. Are they being protected? There's three major power plants, three of them. And I believe one's in California. Let's say take the top 10 powers in America. Go drive by one that's, if you're going anywhere, find power grids and go drive by them, and then tell me security there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right here in New York City. I know I'm originally from the Jersey Shore, and there was a nuclear plant down there, and we just go drive
right up to it.
Look at the three-headed fish and stuff like that.
One thing that drove me nuts, driving to Iowa, this is kind of on subject and kind of off too, but driving to Iowa, there was a big sign, U.S. I can't remember what it said. UF Military Weapons Depot or something like that. I mean, it was a huge sign, exit here to go over there. Why would you advertise something like
why
that?
Why would you advertise?
Why would anybody need to know that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And we have a power plant right here in New York. It's right above Roosevelt Island. And we have a drone group. And we're flying the drones all around. And people could fly right there. It would be nothing for one of them to do that. And to just grab a drone and say,
yeah, it'd be
no
very easy.
Sheriff, is the country really that stupid? Are we as a country really that stupid?
I think we're that apathetic and complacent and brainwashed. Government will take care of us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably the most damnable expression ever. Yeah. That the people expect government to take care of.
President Reagan said, you know, the worst words you can hear is that I'm with the government and I'm here to help.
Most dangerous words.
Yeah. my favorite from Reagan was, government isn't the solution to the problem. Government is the problem.
Right. Now, listen, okay, everybody take a good look at this one right here. I'm going to play this in both the first and second half because it's important, and I want you guys to take advantage of it.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever. Visit CSPOA.org and join the Sheriff's Citizens Posse today. Make a difference. Stand for freedom. That's CSPOA.org. Your country, your fight, your future.
As I said, I'm going to play that in the second half of the show, too, because you know, I want people to take advantage of that. And if you'd like to go ahead and say a few words on that, Sheriff, this would be a great time to do it.
Well, my CEO put that together. He's excellent at that, and we're glad he did. But I want to say something, folks. I didn't want you just to be entertained by a one-minute commercial about CSPOA. I wanted you to understand that this organization is for you. It is solution oriented. If there's ever a time that you can join an organization or a movement that is solution oriented, freedom oriented, constitution oriented, principle oriented, and based on the principles that found America in the first place, the solution is not. It's not if we move forward. I'm moving forward every time we do. The nations get more power. The solution is behind us. It's in Independence Hall. It's in our institution, and it's in our Bible. Folks, we have got to focus on that. And what we do at CSPOA is offer you chip in our posse. That, folks, I admit it's way, way expensive. It's a whopping $11 a month. Or if you want annual, it's only $99 a year, so it may be $850 a month. Regardless of that, we bless each other. You help us keep funded, and we help you get in the holy party, as Patrick recalled it. And yes, we will train you how to work with Sheriff, how his posse, or inform one. And we do that training every Wednesday. And so when you're part of our qualified to become part of our training and part of our movement and part of the an effective solution that we offer. We also have one other issue. We sure that you get a copy of a Supreme Court case and our credibility with this case. With this case, our credibility is high because this case totally supports what we're doing. And let me quote from Scalia right now. Quote, we held, however, that state legislature are not subject to federal direction, end quote. Mm-hmm. United States Supreme Court, June 27, 1997, Prince v. U.S.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You know, I had an uncle, believe it or not, that in his office, he had a big plaque there, you know, where he had presented cases in front of the United States Supreme Court. And, as a kid, it didn't hit me. But as an adult, wow, you know, so for you to have taken a case all the way to the United States Supreme Court and won, and not only won, but won against the United States government itself, congratulations, Sheriff. That's an incredible thing there. David, go ahead.
It was a miracle. It was an absolute miracle. Absolutely miracle. You know, they take 1% of all the cases that cross their desk. 1%.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's even less of how many of those win.
Yeah, that's a miracle, so, and that you know, that's of God. David, you can have a comment, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, you know, we're part of an organization that we call the Ecclesia, you know, the Holy Nation. But if you go to C2KReport.com, or you know, these are the type of things we're looking for, is getting back to the constitutional stuff. So I think it will be a good partnership. C2K stands for the Clash of Two Kingdoms. C, the number two, the letter K, report.com. And you could see what we're all about over there. And, you know, we'd love to be able to share your courses and stuff so people know how to handle themselves when they are abducted by the powers that be, that are corporations, as we know, and have no jurisdiction over the real man. I'm sure you're well versed in that.
Well, let me add right there. That's why we need constitutional sheriffs who will prevent that sort of thing, who will interpose it. This is all based on the doctrine of interposition. Jesus Christ interposed for each of us. And now it is not a violent message at all. In fact, it's simply having the sheriff stand in the way, stand in the gap, and make sure that we are all protected from the evils of this world. And that's really what the sheriff's job is. He's a shepherd. A good shepherd makes sure that the flock is protected.
Amen.
And I might add that, you know, the word police simply stands for policy enforcement. So as a police officer, they're basically, they're enforcing policies of the subjects of that corporation, which they made us. But a sheriff is an elected official of the people. So they have a higher jurisdiction, a higher basically command by God.
He's the true peace officer of the county. And that's why we say peace officer in it. Sheriffs and peace officers. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we 100% agree. We are about a minute and 20 seconds out of the first half. We're going to get into it. So it's CSPOA.org?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I want to make sure people got that. CSPOA.org. You got to get yourselves over there and see what Dr. Excuse me, I keep saying doctor. You could be a doctor if you want. Sheriff Mack.
Hey, believe me, what I've been through has been a doctorate degree in and of itself.
You might as well be a doctor.
Yes.
Well, we have
I like that. Dr. Sheriff Mack.
Sheriff Mack. That's a compliment and a half, I got to tell you. So we do have the great Dr. Jesus. And here's the deal, folks. You suck. The wages of sin is death. You've sinned. And Jesus actually came back and paid for that. So you can have his righteousness. That's what the contract was all about. At the Last Supper is actually a contract. And drinking that blood was accepting that contract in the form of the wine. So he paid for your sins so you don't have to. So I would highly admonish you that even before we come back in the second half, you receive that contract, accept the blood of Jesus, and then you can come along with us when he returns. We'll see you guys in a little bit. Bye.
The Last Christian Radio Show is 100% listener supported. For every broadcast and message, we rely on you to keep this mission alive. You can donate directly at lastchristian.net, where every fully tax-deductible gift matters. Or you can help by purchasing the everyday products you already use from our trusted partners. The Conservative Store, Everyday Dose Coffee, Prima Ancestral Protein Bars, and Christian Book. And now, through our partnership with the Israel Institute of Biblical Studies, you can register for courses that take you deeper into the Word of God. Students save 30% on individual classes and 45% on group courses. Remember, every donation or purchase through our links helps fuel this ministry. So visit lastchristian.net today. Stand and pray with us and support the mission.
Have you ever wondered what lies beyond the veil of what we call reality? What the mainstream refuses to acknowledge and the church too often fears to confront. Every night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, Shadows of a Greater Reality dares to pull back that veil, exposing the hidden, the mysterious, and the prophetic. Hosted by Nestor Arce and David Paxton, together with guest experts from around the world, This gripping hour explores the supernatural, the unexplained, and the biblically prophetic connections that are shaping our world in real time. From shadow governments to spiritual warfare, ancient prophecies to current day phenomena, if you think it's just conspiracy, think again. Tune in nightly at 10 p.m. Central to Shadows of a Greater Reality right here on Revelation Radio, where nothing is filtered, nothing is censored, and nothing is off limits. Because the truth is stranger and more urgent than fiction.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on the left-hand side of your screen. Join us from New York. And right there in the middle of the screen where he belongs is our special guest today, Sheriff Richard Mack. And let me see, Sheriff, you are in Arizona, if I am reading everything correctly. Yep. Again, I want to thank you for your service. And then for everybody out there, and everybody's going to be thrilled to hear this, my voice is going away. And I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Paxton for the remainder of the show.
As our radio guest.
That doesn't mean I can keep my mouth shut, but I'm going to do my best. Go ahead,
David. The video guest can see already, but our radio guest just know that Joel has that face for radio. So it's wonderful. But I think one thing, too, I'm also thankful for Arizona for not doing the daylight savings time. I appreciate that. And maybe we can get the whole nation to do that.
Wouldn't that be nice? So yeah, it's us in Hawaii, and I think there's a county or two in Indiana and maybe Iowa. I don't know, but yeah, Hawaii and Arizona don't change at all. But when everybody else changes, we change. So during the summer we're Pacific time. During the winter we're Mountain time. But we never change.
Well, more importantly, what is the CSPOA doing right now?
Well, that's an excellent question. Thank you for that. First of all, we have a huge project that we're part of, and that is Save Your Sheriff. And the problem is there's several states that are attacking the office of sheriff and attacking the sheriffs. They want to destroy the office of sheriff because about 550 sheriffs proved during COVID-19 that they would not comply with the COVID-19 mandates. And they said, I will protect the people from being arrested or from being shut down because some dictator in the state or Washington, D.C. said that everybody had to wear a mask or shut their businesses, shut their schools, and shut up. And the thing of it is, it's now been proven that all of that was a farce. It was a lie. It was a hoax. Even if it's for real, the United States Supreme Court, in my decision, acted like they were talking to the COVID-19 mandates. Listen to this, what Scalia quotes from an earlier Supreme Court case and a Supreme Court justice. It's on page 13 under the heading of "The Constitution Protects Us." And it goes this way. I have it memorized, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Now, folks, did you grab that? This is the sheriff lawsuit, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. It divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we may resist the temptation. Resist the evil. Resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day. The crisis of the day, folks. And when we go along with their unconstitutional mandates and their ungodly orders, then they are emboldened to do it again. And they will. Because just like they said, this has happened before. This isn't anything new. The crisis of the day. How absolutely prophetic that Justice Scalia was in stating that. Because, folks, it was a crisis of the day. And that can never be used to destroy liberty, to destroy our God-given civil rights. Folks, well, our rights come from God.
Amen.
And I guess you just heard Tim Kaine. Well, and Tim Kaine just got through saying how scary it was that anyone in our country could think that our rights come from God. They come from government, he said.
What an idiot.
He was going to be the vice president under Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Folks, this is your Democrat Party destroying American of our American foundation, which was based on the Judeo-Christian principles. Mm-hmm. And yes, the founding fathers intentionally made it that way. How could we be otherwise? And so, folks, they're destroying the office of sheriff, and the worst state is Washington State. And we had a call last night with sheriffs, and I've been talking with Washington sheriffs, and we're going to have a seminar, a rally, a training seminar in Washington State. It's going to be the end of October, and it looks like we're headed for Pierce County, and the good sheriff there is supporting us, and he's been attacked over and over. These sheriffs, the good sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs in Washington State are being attacked. They're being sued. They're being threatened with arrest. The AG Brown is suing several of the sheriffs, including Sheriff Wagner in Adams County, because they wanted to help with deportation and get these criminals out of their counties. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And so we have decided that we're going to the belly of the beast. And folks, I have to ask you, from one Christian to another, for your financial support of this event. Usually there's two or three people that help us with these events and donate quite a bit. And we need to raise about $50,000, $60,000 so that we can pay for the transportation of other sheriffs and speakers to come from all over the country. We have sheriffs that want to be there from Florida and from Texas and from Iowa and from all sorts of different states. But to tell them to use their departmental budget for that travel, I just can't do that. And they're going to be attacked over and over for that. And so, folks, we ask that you help us fund the sheriffs getting there. And then we're going to pay for the facility and pay for their hotel and pay for their meals.
Let me jump in real quick. I told you I was going to keep my mouth shut, but you know me, David, I can't do it.
We don't want you to, and you sound good.
Anyway, I think this is a perfect time, because of what you were saying there, to again show this video, because it gives people the opportunity to see the organization. You will see the website address on the screen. It tells you a little bit about them. And hopefully you will do exactly what Sheriff Mack is asking you there and help them out with what they're doing. Let's watch the video.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever. Visit CSPOA.org and join the Sheriff's Citizens Posse today. Make a difference. Stand for freedom. That's CSPOA.org. Your country, your fight, your future.
Your country, your fight, your future.
I always wanted to be part of the posse.
I like that. Yeah. David,
go. Let me add something there.
Sure.
We need everybody to become members of our posse, but we also need the extra donations for this event in Washington State. Again, it's going to happen at the end of October. We've got other people right now finding us a facility to have it in Pierce County. We've agreed to do that. And we haven't set an exact date yet, but we usually wait for the funds to come in for that. Look, there's a P.O. box on our website. You can use that and you can send cash or check or money order or gold or silver. We take real money. And then if you want to just donate with a credit card or debit card, you can do that online. And folks, it's real easy to donate. It's also real easy to become a member of the CSPOA. So I would ask that each of you become a member and that each of you also make a donation of whatever you can. Remember, the founding father said that we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to do likewise today. Do what you can. No one's asking for your fortune. We're asking for you to do what you can. Amen. This is the holy cause of liberty, and we ask you to get involved with us and help us make this happen.
Amen. Yep. David, I want to add to that too, sir.
Yeah. Now, let me, you might want to ask your own sheriff too, if he can get involved. Maybe they're not familiar with the CSPOA, and you could just say, hey, check this out, and they can join, and they'll just be stronger for everybody across the board. Well, yeah, the founding fathers did that because, I mean, they were facing a situation back then, but we're facing a worse one now because now they got surveillance. They couldn't surveil everybody back then, but now they're watching us and they're checking out all your your transactions and stealing your money with the IRS and all these different things. And back then it was over like, what was it, 3% T-tax or something like that? So yeah, imagine we're paying over 50%. It's time for us to step up, you know, and we got to remember the government is just a corporation, folks. It's not sovereign like we are as the people, you know, and I know you get, oh, that's sovereign citizens, people. No, I get it. Okay, there's some wackos that out there that have done some wacky things. But the bottom line is you are a sovereign. You're not a citizen. So you can't, it's an oxymoron to say both.
Correct.
A sovereign is one who is, you know, a man who lives on the land and not part of their corporation. And that's what Sheriff Mack is, you know, helping us to do is bring it back to the elected officials and peace officers and not just policy mm-hmm. enforcement who are, you know, although, you know, we love and pray for the protection of our police officers, but they're policy enforcement as opposed to the law of the people of the land.
Right. And the reason we were put here and what we promised to do in God's name is uphold and defend, protect and preserve the United States Constitution and thus protect the God-given rights of the people. And that's really where we take everybody. That's why we have the CSPOA. We teach that, we preach that, and we do that. And it, again, it is a peaceful and effective process. Folks, if you really look closely at the solutions that we have left today that are both peaceful and effective, you won't find any more than the fingers on your hand, one hand. They're not very plentiful. And so that's why we do what we do. And that is why we organized and formed this organization in 2011. I was doing it way before then, but I made it an official group in 2011.
Hmm. Amen. Now, I did bring up the evil three-letter word, the IRS. I think they're tied in with the reserve too. So I'm sure you have a glowing report for them.
Well, I do. Why have the politicians of Washington, D.C. allowed the IRS to be a Gestapo bully intimidation organization, go after innocent people, put innocent people in prison, constantly harass and harangue the American people? My father-in-law was audited 11 years in a row. My father, after he retired from the FBI, was audited and told them way back in 1978 or 70, about 78, that he owed the back taxes of about $6,500. That's a lot of money back then in 78. And my father knew that it was not true. He hired his lawyer. He hired his accountant who did his taxes. And they fought it for 2 years. My father fought this. It changed his life. It changed who he was because he worked for the federal government for over 35 years. Then they come back and attack him and threaten him with prison and threatened him with liens and higher tax penalties. And he beat them. And he proved that they owed him money, not the other way around. And then they paid my father nothing. Nothing. This is how they work. And they are so evil. And they are a bunch of bullies. And I thought both parties were against bullies. But they're not. They love the control. You know why we still have the IRS today? Because the Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C., that's the way they want it. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, it wouldn't be there. And if they would put present a, if they would present a fair and honest tax, we wouldn't even need the IRS. But still, we spend $11 billion, $20 billion a year.
What do you think about a national sales tax? A national sales tax. I want to get this in.
It should be that. It should be a user tax.
Okay, because I think that is a tax. Now, you know, people attack that all the time. I mean, it's something my dad actually told me about this when I was a kid, and it made sense to me then, and it still makes sense to me now. I don't care who you are, where you are in the financial area. You know, you can be really poor or really rich, and either way, you're going to pay your fair share. You know, if I go out and I spend money on a boat, okay, let's say I get a $10,000 boat, and then, you know, you can charge me whatever you want to on that tax. Well, now then, you charge a millionaire, you know, that buys a million-dollar boat, you charge him the exact same tax rate. It has the exact same tax impact on his life as my little deal did. And to me, that's fairness. Yeah. Is that crazy, Sheriff?
It is. They won't do it. They won't do it, though.
I do like the idea of tariffs, if I may. Have you ever heard of this guy named Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I think so.
He's an old guy, but he was pretty smart. He actually got the entire nation completely out of debt right after the whole war things that were going back on end without an income tax and without sales tax. He did it 100% through tariffs. Okay.
We didn't have an income tax until 1913. Our country was already 150 years old. We didn't need it. We still don't need it, but they do all this illegal spending. Like Planned Parenthood, and anyway, it is such a criminal organization and criminal syndicate in Washington, D.C., and I pray that President Trump and Mike Johnson will recognize this and get Planned Parenthood defunded, abolish the IRS, abolish the Federal Reserve, don't reorganize it, don't revamp it, don't just fire a couple of them, fire all of them, get rid of the central bank, and let's get back to the foundation the founding fathers established for our country. President Trump, we're behind you, we know you can do it.
You mentioned right there the Federal Reserve. So I'm going to jump in here just long enough to say, what's wrong with the Federal Reserve? Number one, I know the answer, but go ahead and tell me anyway. What's wrong with the Federal Reserve, and how do you really think that they can eliminate it? Because, you know, every time President Trump has tried something so far, he's always had that stupid injunction from some idiot, okay? And they get overturned. Right. I understand that. They get overturned eventually.
Well,
but the big news places, they don't report the overturn. They only report the initial, right? But anyway, do you think we can really get rid of the Federal Reserve? And even so, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with the Federal Reserve?
That would be the simple one to get rid of because, first of all, it's a central bank that Jefferson warned us against. The founding fathers were against. These people are not federal. They're international banksters. And it would be a huge boon for the United States of America to take back control of our own money system, which Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution requires United States Congress to do, not international banksters as part of a federal, and it's not federal. That's the problem. It's not federal. They're not answerable to the American people.
Reserve.
That's why they should be abolished.
Yeah, 100%. You know, rumor has it that's why the Titanic went down. It had all the guys that didn't want to do that with the money that were on it, too. So look into that conspiracy theory. That's a good one. Goes along with 9/11. I'm a very much a conspiracy theorist kind of guy. Well, let's explore them. You know what I mean? But like you said, the IRS, it's a separate corporation. They keep it in Puerto Rico.
It's the collection agency for the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, which is neither one of them belong to America, yet here we are letting them take all of our money. So there are ways to undo yourself from all of that. And I think, like I said, we were talking before about the C2K report in the nation. I think as Christians, we're to be called out of working in that Babylonian system, if you will. And I think your end is getting the constitutional law piece in place. And then, you know, we can also deal at the C2K report on how to handle basically all the paperwork.
That sounds like two organizations that really need to get together and work together. It really does. I hope you two guys stay in touch because I know about David's stuff, okay, and I know how effective that is. And listening to you today, Sheriff Mack, I can see the power there. And of course, I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement. And every time I walk into I can go to I'm going to say Cracker Barrel, okay? I can go to a place and I see a member of law enforcement hanging out around the, getting ready to go to his table or whatever. And I promise you, I'm not making this up. I promise you, I will walk up to them and I will thank them every single time because I mean it. I mean it from the bottom of my
heart. I'll do that. And I'll also pay for their breakfast.
I wish I had the money to do that. I would.
All right. Somebody send Joel a couple of bucks to buy breakfast for tonight, Sheriff.
Anyway, you two guys get together with your organizations. I think it would be a powerful combination. David.
Well, I would love to come to New York and speak, Dave, any of your events there or your group, whatever. First of all, we love New York. But you're probably not too close to New York City, are you?
Yeah, I live in New York City, yes.
Wow, then I really want to come because we love Broadway, and we would love to come.
My church is on Broadway.
I've been there lots of times, and I'd love to come back. I've also been to Texas a lot, too, JD.
Well, you haven't been here, I promise you. I live in this little bitty place. It's got we are so big, Sheriff. I don't think you could handle it. We have 4,100 people in this town.
I would love to come.
We'd love to have you.
We'll have a little piece if you come to New York.
Yeah, I would love it. So I'll stop in Texas and head over to New York.
Yeah. I am putting on several events coming up shortly for everybody. Actually, we probably should let everybody know. Our other podcast, Shadows of a Greater Reality, where we talk about the weirder things of the Bible and the spirit world and how it leads back to Christ. Oh. But we also have to, Christ commanded us to be in the world, but not of the world. So definitely you have an open invite. I'll let you know, Sheriff, and I'll email you my phone number or whatnot. And then,
thank you.
When we have something coming up, we'll definitely get you up here. I think it'll be powerful, especially here in the city where we got this, crazy lunatic, Mamdani, who's a, devout Muslim.
Mamdani is
transgender is trying to get their vote. It's like, what planet am I on here? Anyway, that's a whole nother story about New York City.
It's a sad story.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're here, God called us to be light in the darkness. Definitely when you're here, you're obviously more than welcome. We actually go to Times Square Church. I don't know if you heard of that, David Wilkerson. So that's right on Broadway. And,
it is.
You been there?
I'll meet you there.
Yeah, we can come over here and I'll show you around. It's going to be a good time. So I wanted to continue on with this. Can you share your faith in Christ with our folks?
Well, I kind of like to use the testimony as given by Ben Franklin. Hmm. I echo his testimony. I believe in one God, that he ought to be worshiped, that we will be judged in a life after this one according to our conduct in this life and how we treat our fellow man. I totally believe in that. That's why I believe 100% that we've got to protect our constitutional foundation, because it protects freedom of religion, that we can worship how, where, and what we may, as long as that's not worshiping Satan and doing human sacrifices. Those aren't religions. Those are of the devil. But folks, we live in a country based on freedom of religion, and we can share this love for Jesus and the gospel, no matter what particular religion we might belong to. I believe in that. I've attended so many different churches across this country. I've been asked to speak at many of these churches. I absolutely love them. And where we might have doctrinal differences, we don't have, in the foundation of our belief system, we don't have very many differences at all. Christ died for us. We speak of Christ. We pray to Christ. And we pray that we're all worthy of his blessings. And his sacrifice for us, and actually God the Father's sacrifice, sacrificing his own son, his only begotten for us. That's really where this boils down to, folks. And do we have the love of Christ in our hearts? If we do, we don't want to control or hurt our fellow man ever, because the Spirit of God is the spirit of freedom. And both of those are the spirit of love for our fellow man. And we need to have this throughout the world. And I beg of the leaders in our country and throughout the world to join hands in restoring liberty for the people that you work for. The people aren't there for you. You are there for the people to protect God's given rights to each of us.
Amen.
That is what I absolutely believe, 100%.
And I think we're right there with you. Sheriff, we are down to about 2 minutes to go in the show for today. And I just want to make sure that you got to express everything that you wanted to in this particular broadcast. If there's anything that we did not cover that you want to get that quick shot in, you got about a minute to do it. So this is your last shot.
We did cover the big stuff, folks.
Okay.
Remember, I sued the federal government as a sheriff in a small county in Southeast Arizona. And it's power of the one, because I was by myself for 5-6 weeks until Sheriff Prince joined, and then 5 other sheriffs joined the case. 7 out of 3,100 sheriffs did this. Mm. And so now I ask you to join with us in this holy cause of liberty. We need thousands of you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Join us, become a part of this peaceful and effective solution. And as far as this broadcast, I think we covered it all, but we still have stuff that we could cover. And I invite myself back anytime you guys can have me back.
Well, you are welcome. You are welcome, Sheriff.
We could do this for hours.
we really could. We really could. And I'll tell you what, I am going to bind you to that, because you didn't get the JDW thing today, okay? Because I was quiet, and David can tell you. Usually, I'm everywhere. Anyway, you're coming.
He asked the questions that everyone out there is thinking.
Yeah, I ask the stupid questions for the good answers. Okay, but anyway, David, go ahead and take us out of the show. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us today. It was truly an honor to have you. And David, if you'll wrap us up, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to cspoa.org like right now, and then make sure you tell your sheriff about it as well. And then tell everyone who's also lawful minded as opposed to legal minded versus the corporations. Let's stand with the real men living on the land. Sheriff Mack, we greatly appreciate you coming on and sharing your vision with us. And folks, if you haven't received Christ yet, I suggest you do it before the day is out. Lord willing, we'll see you guys next time. Have a blessed day.
If you are hungry to learn more about Bible scripture and wish to gain a greater insight into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you, then we invite you to join Dudley Anderson every evening for his internationally syndicated and powerful radio broadcast, Insight, a half-hour Bible talk show featuring renowned Bible teachers and guests, where faith meets clarity and God's truth meets everyday life. Each and every night, Dudley brings you fresh perspectives, biblical wisdom, and heart-stirring teaching. Because the more we open Scripture, the more it opens for us. Insight, a part of his ministry at surereality.net, explores timeless truths and discovers the sure reality of Christ's love, hope, and purpose. Don't miss a single broadcast of Insight with Dudley Anderson, every night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, right here on Revelation Radio, where faith comes alive, one Bible verse and one exciting scripture at a time.
Is your spiritual race feeling solitary or slow? Run with Horses invites you to pick up the pace. Each day at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, Revelation Radio brings you Run with Horses, a powerful show brought to you by Norman and Susan Smith, designed to help followers of Jesus grow deeper, aim higher, and live on mission. Draw strength from biblical discipleship, develop healthy marriages, and build godly families, all through conversations that are intentional, spirit-led, and deeply influential. If you long to be an intentional disciple maker, someone who leads others, lives humbly, and models God's word, this show is for you. Run with Horses equips you to see life through the lens of Scripture, embrace God's refining process, and grow as His warrior. Don't just listen, run. Join Norman and Susan on Run with Horses daily at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, right here on Revelation Radio.